This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Festus Azili joins us now on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. This is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop, NBA champion, pre- and post-game analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area, alongside our guy, Bonte Hill, formerly of the Morning Roast, but still joins us every single Friday right here. So if you're missing your Bonte, you're like, who's this Spadoni guy? Well, Bonte Hill's going to be joining us every single Friday at 9 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. And Festus is doing something cool, Joe Shasky. I don't know if you know this. There's a celebrity pickleball bash happening right now.
I'm well aware.
It's a new brand of pickleball where celebrities are paired with pro players with music and entertainment integrated, making this a show like you've never seen before. And Festus is one of the celebrities participating alongside Terrell Owens, Hunter Pence, his co-worker, Chris Mullin, Brandi Chastain, and of course, many others. Mario Lopez and Warriors hype man. What was his character's name?
Slater.
Thank you. Fast Times.
AC Slater.
Not Fast Times. Saved by the Bell. Thank you. Among others, our hosting.
Bayside.
Thank you. This is an event to prioritize this weekend during the NBA All-Star. It's going to be this Saturday between 1 to 4 and Sunday, noon to 3. Festus, this sounds exciting, man. Welcome.
First of all, what's up, fellas? What's going on? Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I just came in to check and see how everything was going, make sure the ship was still running smoothly. Y'all good?
We're good, man.
Festus, I'm great. Are you watching Jimmy Butler? It has been a revelation, and has changed the attitude of the team. You probably don't remember this, but these in-season trades, it reminds me of when they got Stack Jack and Al Harrington, where instantly the attitude on the team and just the whole vibes, everything just changed almost instantaneously. Again, it's two games against, you know, teams that weren't at full strength and aren't the greatest teams in the world, but it just feels and looks a hell of a lot different. Steph's getting cleaner looks than he's ever gotten.
Wow, Shasky, you know, the excitement in the Bay right now, whether it's celebrity pickleball or Jimmy Butler coming to the Bay or the All-Star weekend, all of it right now is exciting. We got a new energy around here currently. Jimmy Butler's ability to get to the free throw line has really, really changed the Warriors' offense. You know, that's something the Warriors have struggled with all year long. Being able to get into the paint, get free throws, you see them, they can shoot three-point shots, that's one thing. But always, 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 Jimmy Butler, his ability to score buckets in the paint is something the Warriors can really use right now. And let's go back to the Celebrity Pickleball Tournament. You know why I came on the show today? I wanted to talk smack to my coworker, Chris Mullin. If he is lucky enough to get me in the second round, he's going to get tormented by a rookie pickleball player. And I can't wait to talk smack. I'll be talking smack all the rest of the year on the pre- and post-game show. I hope you guys are ready. This is going to be a really, really fun event.
Fastest. I love how you just slipped in a rookie pickleball player. Like, you're already setting up the expectation that you might lose.
Pivot, don't panic, Joe.
No. I'm telling you that this is David going against Goliath. And David is going to win. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to let you understand the context of what's happening right now.
Slingshot.
Festus,
you're 6'10". You are Goliath. What are you talking about?
You know what's funny about that? What's funny is I'm paired up with John Isner. Both of us are 6'10 and 6'11.
What?
But respectively, we're going against, in the first round, we're going against Uriah Faber and his partner, who are both 5'5". So this is a battle of David versus Goliath for real.
Isner is an elite tennis player.
Yeah, he was.
This might really work in your favor.
One of the greatest servers in the history of the sport. Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to know how that translates to pickleball. Right. I'm excited to see this. But this is a game. I mean, the last time the Bay Area saw me in a professional setting, any kind of competitiveness was in the NBA Finals years ago. So I'm hoping to take that tradition and go into the Celebrity Pickleball Finals on Saturday, 12-4. Y'all be there or be square.
There you go. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday 1-4 and Sunday noon to 3 at Warfield Theater. Yes, a pickleball court will be built on stage. This has never been done before. Tickets starting at just $25. There's a flash sale of 20% off. So visit www.celebritypickleballbash.com. Festus Ezeli, NBA champion, co-host of Warriors pre and post game on NBCS. Joining us here, Spadoni, Shasky on the Morning Roast. All right, so taking us back to before Jimmy Butler was a Golden State Warrior, what were your impressions of him on the Miami Heat, as a 76er, as a Minnesota Timberwolf, Chicago Bull? What were your impressions of Jimmy Butler, the player, prior to coming to Golden State, Festus?
So I knew Jimmy before he got to any of those teams. You know, when Jimmy was coming off the bench in Chicago, I met him my NBA draft when I went to go work out in Chicago. And this is a guy who wasn't getting a lot of minutes. I think it was a second year or third year, but in that time, I went the night before to go get a workout in the gym late at night. I always had this tradition where I would go get a workout at night before the workout the next day. And Jimmy was in there late night. It was like 9 p.m. or something. I'm talking, I'm asking him about the league. Like, he's like, you know, dude, I'm just a workhorse. I'm gonna try to make my name, whatever that is. The next day I wake up, I go to the workout, but before the workout, I try to get there early so I can get a little bit of, like, you know, get warmed up, get my little workout in before I get into working out with the guys. Jimmy Butler is there again early in the morning. So I think that already solidified or at least gave me an idea of what Jimmy was about. Jimmy is a guy who he is going to work. He's going to work hard. He's always going to make a statement that way. Obviously, when you watch him on the court, his energy is infectious. His ability to play, yes, he can play basketball both ways, offensively, defensively. He's a grit, grind type player. He's going to outwork you on the boards, or, you know, all those kind of things. Yes, you love that part about Jimmy. You watched him in Miami. He took the Miami Heat to two finals, a team that really had no business being there, and he dragged them all the way there. So when you watch Jimmy as a player, you have no choice but to respect him as a winner. Like, Jimmy finds a way to get stuff done. I think he's taken his basketball talents and just been able to work his tail off to become the guy that we know as Jimmy Butler. Now, whatever other stuff, you know, the things that have happened, the way he's left both Philadelphia, Minnesota, and Miami, those things are things that I can't speak on because I don't fully understand what has happened and what really caused those things to happen the way they did. I'm trying to pick my words carefully right now because I understand that there is a perception that in those situations when he leaves, it's always bad, right? It's tough. Even when he left Miami right now, like that, it was a bad divorce. But what I will say is whenever Jimmy gets to a team during that honeymoon period, he is incredible for that team, for the players, for the city. And I'm excited for that part for San Francisco to get some of that energy.
What have you noticed has been the consequences of him playing? Like, who's been benefiting? Because I've seen Moses Moody, before Jimmy even came, playing the best ball of his career. Just decisive, making it stops on both ends, hitting shots. Pods is playing better since the return from injury. Obviously, Quinn Post is playing well. But what are you seeing from the other teammates that have been, like, the benefactor of Jimmy in the half court?
I see a swagger. I see the guys coming out there and hanging their hats on defense. I thought the second half, the first game he played in was against the Chicago Bulls. And in the first half, it looked like a disaster. Like, you know, and rightfully so. He had never practiced with the team. And they were trying to figure out a way to get the offense going. It wasn't going. Steph goes nuclear in the third, which usually means the win for the Warriors. And then Jimmy Butler comes in and inserts himself in the fourth quarter. Steph goes to the bench. The Warriors are only up 3. But before you know it, the Warriors are, you know, up 17 or whatever it is, up 12. This is the Jimmy Butler effect. You're going to see the non-Steph minutes be more effective with Jimmy being in the game. What I noticed yesterday, the game against the Milwaukee Bucks, albeit no Giannis last night, the Warriors dominated the points in the paint. I mean, the case it was because Jimmy, not only is he scoring, he's facilitating. There's two baskets where you see Draymond, who's usually a guy who's looking to pass the ball. Jimmy's turning him into a guy to score. He's the one facilitating to Draymond, which usually that's the other way around. Draymond's trying to make plays for guys. Getting Draymond to be a scorer keeps the defense honest. So when Steph comes back in the game, you don't know where the ball is coming from. Then defensively, look at the other floor, other side of the floor. Defensively last night, the Warriors dominated. They dominated a three-point shooting team. They only let them shoot 10 threes yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks are the second most efficient three-point shooting team in the NBA. So they only made 10 threes last night. And without Giannis, that was really important for them. Not only that, they got how many steals did they have yesterday? Jimmy Butler had 4 steals. Draymond 16. Had 5 steals.
16.
Moses Moody had 3 steals. Yeah. Like, these guys were really physically out there jumping in the passing lanes. They just had a sudden swagger about themselves that I haven't seen in a long time. So I think Jimmy Butler's effect so far has been a good start for the Warriors.
No, it's insane. 16 steals as a team total yesterday, and they were all over the place. It was cerebral, some of these that he was able to see, like a defensive back, like he was Cooper DeJean in the Super Bowl, getting the pick six a couple times yesterday. Festus, appreciate it. We got one more here before we let you go. Jonathan Kuminga, how's it going to look when he comes back here? We got the evaluation. He's going to be reevaluated in 10 days. He's making progress from that ankle sprain. Is there going to be a major learning curve with a new player? Because this is a whole different team, basically. You got another Hall of Famer added to this lineup that's going to be taking a lot of minutes. How's JK going to mix in with Jimmy Buckets in this team when he does come back?
No, this is the part I'm the most excited about. Jonathan Kuminga, to me, is a future all-star in the NBA. His athleticism, his defensive versatility, his ability to get to the rim and really finish over anybody in the league. I don't care who you are. It could be Victor Wembanyama at the rim. I will take JK in that situation. Why? Because he has just instincts that you can't teach. His ability to attack is incredible. Now, here's what I see with Jimmy Butler. I think he can be a great mentor for JK. I think Jimmy can teach JK the easier ways to score in the game, easier ways to facilitate. There's parts of the game that I see Jimmy Butler in. You know, Jimmy played with guys like, he played with Jaime Hawkins. He played with Gabe Vincent. All these guys, all these young guys were able to benefit from his playmaking ability. And JK is a guy who, kind of like Jimmy, he's strong, he's athletic, way more athletic than what Jimmy does. So if you take what Jimmy does and you learn from him, you can take that to a whole another level. That's what I see from Jonathan Kuminga. I think his style of play, the Jimmy Butler style of play, and being incorporated into the Warriors, where there's an ISO on the wing for him, on the block, those things that you see, when you incorporate JK into those situations, you only gonna make him better as a young player. So I'm excited to see what happens when JK comes back, boosts up the bench rotation, and maybe some starting rotation minutes. You never know with this Warriors team. We've had 32 starting lineups so far this season, but I want JK back in the lineup because I think it's only gonna make that young roster, it's only gonna make that roster younger and more athletic.
Hey, Festus, we appreciate the time, man. Festus Azili taking part in the Celebrity Pickleball Bash this Saturday, 1-4, and then on Sunday as well, noon to 3. Where? Well, it's at the Warfield Theater. Yes, a pickleball court is going to be at the Warfield Theater on stage. Never been done before. Tickets starting at just $25, and there is a flash sale of 20% off. So visit www.celebritypickleballbash.com. Festus, we appreciate the time, brother.
Thanks, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right, there he is. That's Festus Azili, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to